This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Antonio Carluccio came to the UK from Italy in 1975. In 1981, his then-wife Priscilla suggested he enter the Sunday Times Cook of the Year competition, and the rest, as they say, is history. His Neal Street restaurant became one of the most fashionable in London, and there's now a Carluccio's in every major city. Although Antonio sold the business 4 years ago, he's still a consultant, makes TV programmes, and has just published an autobiography, A Recipe for Life. And today he cooks the perfect arancini. So, Antonio, what is an arancini?
Arancini, the diminutive of arancio. Arancio, it's orange, and this recipe is originally from Sicily. In fact, in Sicily, for a long time, arancini, they are just a sort of the equivalent of a sandwich at lunch. So you go to the friggitoria or the bar, and you take an arancini, which could be with mozzarella or with ragù, and that's your lunch.
So how do you make it?
Usually you can do it with leftovers of risotto, which is the best. When I have a sort of risotto with mushrooms, I always do it. I put an egg in it to bind it, and then I make balls, and I put in breadcrumbs like this, and then I fry them, and they're just wonderful.
Now, happily, you have brought some that
yes.
you made
yeah, but
earlier,
you've got
which
there,
I'm
there
going
are...
to try. I've got some round ones.
Yeah,
round
the round balls. One, they are
And then
with...
I've got some little cones
yes,
as well.
Yes, the round one, it's... with pesto, because when you do risotto with pesto, you could do that as well. Mm. The funny thing is that it's just the equivalent of, if you like it, of the Japanese sushi, because it's rice with something, and this is rice with something.
That is very nice. That's the pesto
That's
one.
Nice. That is the pesto one.
And
the
how, other one is how careful, the though, you know, some people have said you have to be very careful about reheating rice.
Yes.
You shouldn't leave it in the fridge for too long and then
no,
reheat
no,
it.
No, no, that's right.
What should you do? How long should you leave
it? I use it straight away or the day after, no more than that.
So the day after,
yeah,
all
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
All right, so that was the pesto one.
There's the other one, yes. It's
What's
very
the
nice.
Little... How am I going to tackle this
Yeah,
one?
Take it in the
Turn
mouth.
Turn it over. No, I'm not going to take the whole lot in the mouth. I'll just chop the end off. What's this one?
This is with ragu. The ragu sort of meat... And you do it like this, you see, take the rice, you put in a sort of palm of your hand, then you take a little bit of the ragu, you put in the middle, and then you make a sort of close it as a bowl. So you dip it into breadcrumbs, and you deep fry it, just that.
That's really nice. So do you always deep fry, or can you shallow fry them?
Shallow fried as well, obviously, but shallow fried a little bit more, a centimetre of oil in the pan at least. So that you fry a little bit the side as well.
It's got a lovely crunchy.
Oh, that's lovely.
Crunchy outside.
Yes, for parties where you can do them smaller. Yes, it's a lovely thing.
And what kind of oil do you use? Or is
there
just
is an olive oil
question,
that you can use for frying, which is more flavoursome. But you could use also vegetable oil as well.
I thought it would have to be an olive oil coming
yes.
from you. And would you eat them cold as well as hot?
As well, you can. You see, because there's nothing that can be congealed or whatever, like butter or fat, with oil like this, is framed, called their finest one.
Mm, they're really lovely. What was your impression of UK Italian food when you first came in 75? Well, I suspect the only thing you could get was spag bol.
Not a good one. I thought it was, sort of, I created a word, it was Britalian food. So the food created for the British, including the famous Bolognese sauce, which was horrendous, because the real Bolognese doesn't have herbs whatsoever, especially not oregano. And I was horrified when you taste a Bolognese sauce, which should be just pork and veal, or veal and beef, and just that with onions and a bit of tomatoes, and bubbling away for a couple of hours until you have a lovely sauce to flavor tagliatelle and not spaghetti. So there were two errors there. But nonetheless, so many, many people, they had spaghetti up to the fact to become one of the major dishes in England.
It's what you give to children all the time. It's their favourite thing. But why tagliatelle rather than spaghetti?
Because the recipe comes from Emilia Romagna, and the spaghetti is more Napoli, and the spaghetti they're more for normal tomato sauce and other things. But the tagliatelle, if you do the difference, you eat them one after the other, you will see the difference is enormous.
How important was cooking and mushroom hunting, your other great passion, you were at home in Italy with your family?
Well, it's important for every Italian, actually, go picking mushrooms. And funnily enough, you know, many families, they're still dying this year because they're overconfident and they pick any mushroom, and the poisoned one as well. But everybody goes picking mushroom, and I grew up with that. And then 50 years living abroad, I took it on in Austria, Germany, and here, that's a paradise. It's wonderful.
You write in the autobiography about suffering from depression.
Yes.
Which, you know, having known you coming into the studio for many, many years, I would never have imagined it.
Well,
you
was hiding it well.
Yeah, you always seemed the most open, cheerful man imaginable. Yes. From what point do you date it?
Probably also with the coming of Carluccio's, actually. But previous sort of bits and pieces, they were already there, to the death of my friend Giorgio, and he committed suicide. Then my little brother died, drowned in the lake. So that's the thing that in your youth you don't want. But they were put in a corner and never really digested, probably. And so later on, then combined with other bits and pieces of life, reflecting on myself, or even the success of Carluccio didn't give me any kick or whatever. So, and then you reason, and then you come to the idea that really life is not worth it. And I wrote the biography really to investigate who I am and what I have done, and I've done it as sort of frank as I could. And I could see, actually, that they were repetitive things, which I have to avoid in the future. And it helped me very much to know that I had help, and that help in kind of...
You went
of,
for treatment to the Priory.
Oh, yeah. And it was very, very good, actually. I am very thankful to the Priory.
Now, you're 75 now. Sorry to mention it.
Young, yes.
Yeah, very young, 75. And absolutely no plans to retire.
Whatsoever.
Why not?
Because I wrote it somewhere that retiring is a little bit dying, actually, because you see so many people retiring and a year or two later in their retirement they die because they're bored, because they don't know what to do, they change completely their life. My working life is what I like to do, and I will like to do for the future as well. But I have many other things like whittling, going picking mushrooms, cooking, writing, and doing a little bit of television. There's so many, always in the same sort of genre.
And, Antonio, I have to mention it, adoring women. There have been a lot of women
I know.
In your background. Yeah. I was very sad to learn that you and Priscilla, your wife, had divorced. But there is a new girlfriend.
Yes.
I'm not wrong, am I?
No,
just adore women. It's a very Italian thing.
Yes. Well, you know, you both have with a sort of sentiment in your breast, and like I think it is a prolongation of mama, probably, most probably, because the mama is everything for you, and when you are abroad for 50 years, you look for something that is sort of not the mama, but something so gentle and nice and good to you. And that was my direction all the time. Unfortunately, I had not much luck.
They do seem to have frequently broken your
heart. I'd done it frequently. I was very choosy, actually. Partly choosy, partly sort of my first girlfriend in Vienna. She was fantastic. But we both decided, actually, it was too early for us to get together. So we went our ways. And probably in order to get exactly that sort of love that I had with Inge, probably I did a lot of trouble, a lot of, whoa.
But you're happy with the new one?
I am happy, very happy with Sabine, yes.
Antonio Carluccio, thank you very much indeed. Thank you for the delicious food, which I should mention, the recipe for Cook the Perfect Arancini is on our website, bbc.co.uk/radio4/womanshour, or you can find it in Antonio's book of recipes, The Collection.
You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.